a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heather Kelly, are you still standing by in the traffic center for us?
I am with you.
Hi. So Dave and I are in studio here. And Dave, where's that camera pointed at?
Yeah, we got a text that said, oh, there's all sorts of accidents on I-215. Can you give us a little bit of an update? It looks like there might be a few collisions or crashes that are going on there.
Yeah, there's just been so many crashes that I just can't even talk about most of them during our traffic report. But right now, I think the one they're talking about, we have some reported on northbound I-215, the West Belt, right around 3500 South in West Valley. Now, the roads there do not look like snow is sticking to them, but they're definitely wet. Visibility is reduced a little bit. And so the roads are pretty slick. If you have tires that are a little bit bald or you're going too fast for the conditions, it's going to be really easy to slide out.
Heather, before we let you go, how is Legacy looking for our folks who called in earlier to say they'd been sitting in traffic there for about 2 hours?
Yeah, I think they're going to be sitting there for another hour, maybe.
It is
sort of moving. But, you know, the problem is if UHP is having to move cars individually, one right after another off the road, that takes time. So, you know, you might move forward one car length and then you have to wait for another car to get moved and then you move forward a car length. So, yeah, nobody's going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, well, and some of this is just circumstantial. I know that the weather really hit up there pretty hard this morning. Thanks, Heather, for jumping on the show with us, as you always do. Heather Kelly in the Traffic Center. I'm looking forward to our coverage this afternoon as well. Jeff Kaplan, of course, on the air from 3 to 7, because he, I know, will have the look ahead for the days ahead. We're not out of this yet. Winter-like conditions predicted all week long. I really want to get somebody on the air, because Heather mentioned bald tires. They don't mix. They don't do much for you at all in conditions like this. So I want to know how we can tell if our tires are bald without lifting them up on a jack and walking under them. So hopefully this week you and I can muster up a contact on that, Dave, and talk about that on the air.
There is a quick hack, and it's a penny hack.
I know, I've done that before.
I can't remember. It's like you put the penny in, and if it reaches Lincoln's head, then it's deep enough. I can't remember what it is. Go ahead and Google it. But there's an easy life hack.
So here's the problem with the penny hack that I found. My tires are balding on the back and they're balding on the inside.
Yeah.
And so I would have had to crawl under and look to know for sure. And in fact, right after the show, you know where I'm driving? To the tire shop. But I do want to talk more about that as we talk about traffic safety in the days ahead.
Right on the Money. Special coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
Let's talk layoffs and a surprising twist that we have found behind the headlines. It's not getting a lot of coverage. So we know tech is taking it in the teeth, right? Amazon, 9,000 layoffs last week. I think that's in addition to other layoffs. Microsoft, 10,000. There is another industry in Utah besides tech that seems to be struggling, Dave.
Yeah, this will be interesting because at least from the tech sector, they've made it sound like, hey, this is fine. This is normal. We had a huge hiring boom during COVID, and now we're just, you know, reducing to an appropriate, sustainable size. But yeah, I mean, at some point, if this is happening in other industries as well, do we need to start worrying a little bit?
Well, let me give you a hint of where the trouble is and what we're going to talk about more in depth in just a moment with Nate McDonald of Workforce Services. The hint of troubles started last year when, you know, CNN reporting home sales in the U.S. went down for the 10th straight month in a row. That was late last year. Of course, mortgage rates were up. So that slowed things. KSL-TV kind of tag teaming with the CNN coverage reporting late last year that Salt Lake City area was taking 51 days for a home to sell compared to 27 days a year earlier. So you know where I'm going with this. You know what industry you can kind of, I'm foreshadowing what other industry we have to worry about here in Utah.
Nate McDonald joins us right now from Workforce Services. You're the deputy director there, Nate. And all right, who's being hit hardest by these mortgage rates?
Yeah, definitely. You know, so let me set it up. Great setup, by the way. We measure 10 private sectors industry groups every month in our employment summary that we send out, and we just published it on Friday, and we measure them to see where their job growth is. So 9 out of the 10 major private sector industries are seeing positive job gains in our latest February report. But there's one that has not for now several months, pretty much since you just talked about those mortgage rates going up, and that is the financial activities industry. And that industry really has been our greatest hit industry for this last year, even more than the tech industry. And the tech industry kind of took took the spotlight from the finance industry there towards the end of 2022 because so many layoffs were being announced, and we're still hearing some nationally. But locally, we saw the tech jobs, they're in our professional business service sector, take a hit at the end of the year, and they were seeing negative losses. But they've actually bounced back at the start of this year.
Wow. So tech is picking up steam while the financial services is losing some ground.
Yeah, and what we've really seen is that we definitely acknowledge that there's been some layoffs in the tech industry,
sure.
But because we're seeing growth in other sectors, we've just seen those jobs be absorbed elsewhere. But in the financial activities, that's not the case just because, well, the interest rates are what they are, and there's no sign of that changing anytime soon.
Who else is included in that financial activities?
So, yeah, you're talking the real estate industry, obviously the loan, financial, mortgages, banking, credit unions, all of those different type of groups fit into that financial activities. Also insurance, rental and leasing. And so really, if you just look at it from a finance standpoint, the housing, real estate, rental, all of that fits in financial activities. And that's what's been hit the hardest over the last year. We're seeing the number is 2,200 jobs fewer in that industry since February of 2022.
Nate McDonald, Deputy Director of the Department of Workforce Services, live on the line, delivering some sobering news if you work in the mortgage industry, the real estate industry. Top tip, Nate, for someone who has been laid off living in Utah, what's the first thing they should do or the most important thing they should do?
Well, here's the real positive amongst all that is that 9 of the other industries are still seeing positive job growth. So that means there's jobs just in different industries. And so what we encourage people to do is to look at the skills you have in that industry. Let's take like a loan processor, right? Loans were booming a year ago. Now they're not. So probably we have a lot of loan processors who may not be working in that industry anymore. But there's still a lot of processing jobs out there, just not with loans. For example, we just hired a bunch of people, Department of Workforce Services, a bunch of application processors. So it's like, where can you take the skills you've learned but apply them in a different industry sectors? The other thing here is in our labor exchange, we do show a lot of the types of jobs that are in the financial sector, but when you spread them across those other industries, they still need accountants, they still need clerks, they still need financial managers. So look for those other industries and really try to narrow your searches a little bit more to still find what you do, but do it in a different industry. And that's one of the best tips we can give right there.
Nate McDonald, thank you for joining us from Workforce Services.
Yeah, we'll compile all of Nate's information, make sure it lands on our webpage, kslnewsradio.com. And that is really one-stop shopping for everything we talk about on the radio station throughout the day, including school closures, the crazy weather that we've been having. Of course, we're continuing to track that from the newsroom with our team of reporters and producers who are keeping an eye not only on the traffic cameras, but certainly on the skies as well. Straight ahead, we had an officer-involved shooting in Sandy over the weekend. A man is dead, and we're going to talk about what happened and bring KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas into the conversation next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.